This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just how knowledgeable of the game he is, how twitchy he is. Just his all-around approach to the game. You know, the things he do to get his body right and just how he practices. He practices hard every day.
Playing next to him, I mean, obviously people are going to pay some attention to him.
I'm going to play on the other side from him. Y'all go over there and block him. I'm going to the other side. But, yeah. That's right. But, I don't know. I think it's going to be good, not only for me, but for the defense as a whole. You know, he's a big-time player, and they're going to key in on him and probably try to take some of the attention off of me, and I think that's going to help me out a lot, too. Just because we didn't win at all, you know, it was something missing. It was something there that I might could have done better. Something there as a defense we could have done better. Even though you're the number one defense, if you're not playing for it all, it's more meat on the bone. And to win it all, you got to be down there perfect everywhere. So, you know, everybody has to be working together, you know. So it's just more left on the bone. We just got to go get it.
The benefits of having Jordan Phillips back.
Right. You know, big Phil like a big brother. Like Phil ain't gonna let nobody touch you. Phil like an overseer. Like Phil, Phil with the type of, hey, back up off of him type of guy. Like when you just go out there on the field, Phil is just, hey man, we finna go out here. We gonna dominate. Ain't gonna be none of that all after the play. You know, he makes sure none of that's going on. So just like a big brother that I got back. So, yo. Yeah, they've been helping me just as much as I've been helping them. And even with the young D tackles we got in the room, just kind of trying to help them along and help them kind of compartmentalize what they need to know and trying to get those guys playing faster. And even with Tim and those guys too, it's just all of us working together, rushing off of each other, you know, just trying to bring it all together.
What happened, what did you do for fun in the offseason?
I ride horses. You know, I ride horses. I got a little filly on the ground. I think she about 2 months now. So that was kind of exciting. Had a little filly. And other than that, I've been.
She's
probably like 10, 15. Yeah. Just depending on how you count them. Whether you're talking about the riding horses or the horses or the brood mares, depending on what you're talking about.
Yeah. 15 maybe?
Probably I say 15. 15, yeah.
Here?
Nah, at my house. Yeah, down south at my house, yeah.
Will you bring any to Buffalo this year? You're talking about maybe getting some up there.
Yeah, at least two. I think I'm going to bring Sassy and Sissy. Sassy and Sissy, those are two sisters. And I don't know. I named one Sassy, and it's S-I-S-S-Y. So I said Sissy, S-I-S-S-Y. S-A-S-S-Y, whatever, you know. So Sassy and Sissy.
Any teammates eager to ride when you bring them up here?
I'm going to try to get Josh to ride one, but I don't know if they're going to approve of that, so. You know what's crazy? One day I was training for D-line. I ended up training with Jerry, and it was just like, you know, just seeing Jerry, and he doing good, and, you know, and I didn't really get to train with any of the guys that are here right now, but that's one of the guys that I had run across and trained with, and it was good just to holler at Jerry for a little while and just pick his brain a little bit.
How are you feeling just getting ready for this year? Obviously, you've had experience in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How do you just feel about it?
Just confident. I'm looking to start off where I finished last year and just kind of build on that and just go out there and make plays, help the defense, you know, and just come into my own.
You mentioned Jerry. What
We got Vaughn. Nah, just playing. But Jerry Good, he was always a guy that was kind of like, they kind of similar in a way of just like how they carry themselves and how they like approach the game and stuff like that. So it's kind of similar having a older vet. I kind of see like now when you get talk about guys that's in their 30s and been in the game for 10 plus years, they kind of all didn't kind of figured it out, because that's why they still there. So all of them kind of act the same and carry themselves the same, which is good for me to see, because Jerry wasn't in the league for no other reason than why Vaughn was in the league, and that's just taking care of his body, making plays and stuff like that. You only stay around because of how you treat your body and how you attack the day and the work day and stuff like that. So,
what improvements do you want to see out of yourself going into this season?
Just to start the way I finish. Just start the way I finish, dominating, whether that be tackles for loss, sacks, things like that. Being a factor, even when I'm not making the play, helping other guys make the play, cutting the ball off or rushing, you know, and things like that. So, say, like, if I don't get the sack, but I funnel the quarterback to somebody else, you know, as long as we're getting off the field. So, just when I'm out there, you know I'm out there. You know.
What are some of the things that Coach Washington are emphasizing this year that would add to your development?
Just getting the quarterback on the ground. Just finish your rushes, hands and hips, things like that. Just the same thing every year, but every year you're supposed to take a step, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's with your body or whatever, just making sure that you're fresh and just ready to go play.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.